So what caused H1N1? What caused SARS? Where did HIV actually come from? Okay. We have a pretty good idea of which animals these diseases jumped from. All of these diseases are pathogens that came from animals and jumped into human populations. But why did they jump at the time that they did? And why did they jump in the particular regions that they did? And what actually caused those jumps to occur? Okay, so we know a lot about the pathogens themselves, the virology, the parasitology, even the epidemiology and the transmission. We don't know a lot about what was going on at the time in human populations and in animal populations that actually led to the conditions allowing those jumps to occur. So what are the drivers of infectious and emerging diseases? I'm Leah Barang-Ford, and I am an epidemiologist and a geographer based in the Department of Geography here, and my lab explores these questions. What are the environmental and the social determinants of emerging diseases? Some examples of what students do in my lab, on the left here, modeling the impacts of climate change on the distribution of mosquitoes that are of relevance as vectors of particular diseases. On the right, also understanding whether malaria could reemerge in Canada based on the habitat of particularly important and competent mosquito vector species, as well as understanding and modeling immigration and international global transport networks and how those can actually introduce new pathogens into new regions, because really there are significant changes going on in international travel, an explosion of international travel. We're doing some comparative work in remote indigenous populations in Canada, Peru, and Uganda to find out how these populations are going to be vulnerable and respond to climate changes. We're looking at how climate will affect mosquito populations and therefore malaria, not in the Arctic, obviously, how climate will affect water quality and quantity and therefore the occurrence and the prevalence of gastrointestinal diseases, which are basically diarrhea and vomiting. Okay. As well as how climate will affect the availability of different food crops and people's food security. On the right is an example of some spatial modeling work I've done for sleeping sickness, also known as human African trypanosomiasis. Find out basically what's driving the spread of a disease during an outbreak. And we were looking at land use change and conflict in particular there. Here are some examples of publications done by undergraduate students, you, in my lab, co-published with me, focused on a range of topics. Some of these are social science topics. Some of these are natural science topics. Some of these are health science topics. Most of them are all three. Thanks for having me.
Very nice job. Thank you.